Hi, I'm Brendan Dwyer from the Barbecue Bus on the road with Dane on WGN.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here at the Jack's World Invitational Barbecue Championship with a team that is local, that is near and dear, that is beloved, that is our defending champion for the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway and representing Illinois here at the Jack the Barbecue Bus, the one and only Brendan Dwyer. Brendan, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you very much, Dane. It's nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. I know that it is great to be here, a little bittersweet, obviously, because throughout the great season, and it is an honor just to be able to be considered to be in that team photo of teams cooking here at the Jack, and you guys were in that, but unfortunately you didn't get to do it. You had health issues, and obviously health is more important, so you're gonna have to put off winning the Jack until next year.
Yeah, that's the plan. We're gonna hit it pretty hard next year and hopefully make it back here without a problem, but we'll see how it goes.
This is such a unique competition, and it's such a unique vibe, and you've been at all of them, and you've done well and cooked well at so many different places, but it's the Jack and it's different. I think it's so important for you to have been here, seen it, experienced it, lived through the vibe, seen what it is on the preparation side for the teams. Talk a little bit about the value of being in the middle of it all and experiencing the Jack.
So this is completely mind-blowing. It's unlike anything that I've been to before. We went to the Royal this year. We got a rib call there, which was great. And I couldn't even imagine a greater feeling. But I'd love to come up here and be able to get our name called at the Jack. Just to see you achieve something that's you've worked so hard for, and it's great to see teams and friends that were able to do just that here, and that's what we're looking for moving forward.
Is part of that, a little bit of it, is that it makes it more real being here, seeing teams that you've cooked with, cooked against, beat, go up there and have success, so you know that it isn't this like hypothetical, mysterious, unattainable thing, right? This is something you can do.
Yeah, and when we first started cooking, it was a pipe dream. It was something that we thought that, you know, would never be the case for us, and we just had a miracle year this year. Things just started clicking. We got our Outlaw pumping on all cylinders, and it just worked out, and we're hoping that next year we'll be able to come in here and hear our name.
Seeing some of the social media, of course, Scotty Johnson, local, you know, one of our local legends, a guy who has come down here and won it all. How important was it just to have him in your corner? I saw some of the social media where you're getting some of the mail from the Jack, and he's there, keep your eye on the prize, right? He's able to focus on things that may distract other teams.
Yeah, and Scotty Johnson's one of the best. He's one of the best people we've ever had the pleasure of working with. He's been our mentor from the beginning. He's showed us a lot, and we've learned an immense amount of not only barbecue, but life skills as well. So, yeah, I think that he's done a lot for us, and he wanted to be here as well because, I mean, he's obviously won it, and he loves it here, and this holds it very dear to his heart. So, yeah, I think moving forward, if we do get the chance again, he will be here 100%.
I think it's a testament not only to the confidence that he has, you know, and for the listeners too, they think, oh, well, geez, why wouldn't you just go and do it? But the confidence to do it and actually be able to experience it the right way,
right.
I think it's a testament to the confidence that you guys have, that he has, to know that it isn't one of those, well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. This is right. Something, a team at this level, the Barbecue Bus, you guys are going to be knocking at the door every year.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the praise. We're just a couple of guys that like barbecuing, and honestly, it's been really great. We've been really lucky. We've worked really, really hard this year, and it really has paid off. It sucks that we didn't get to compete this year, but like I said, moving forward, I think we're going to keep our eye on the prize.
The future is very bright in one of those prizes, and you won so many, obviously, throughout the course of the season and being here. But the BBQ Smokedown at Chicagoland Speedway, it was awesome for you to be our inaugural champion. And there's been a lot of talk. I was talking with Chris Lilly. I was talking with Ray. I was talking with Stretch. Talking with Brad from the show. There's a lot of people that, because of the contest and all of those things, that are excited about what's going to happen next year. You guys will be there to defend the title. A minute or two. I know we've talked a little bit on WGN about it, but the thoughts maybe looking forward to some of the cool things happening next year.
Yeah, so I've talked to a few people, and the trophies sound really great. I know I'm not supposed to leak anything, so I won't say anything, but some ideas that have been circling around sound really great. Honestly, it was a great comp, and we enjoyed it, and I think it's going to be great moving forward.
Appreciate it. Look forward to that. And again, what are your plans over the off season? Like, what does a team do? I mean, what do? Do you train? You know, are you hitting the bag like a boxer? Are you running behind a truck up in Big Bear? What are you guys going to do as you prep for next year?
So actually, this isn't the end for us. We have another competition in 2 weekends, Saluting with Smoke, and we're going to do that one. We're just trying to stay fresh. I mean, it's going to be practice cooks here and there. We don't travel too far. We're talking about potentially going to Arizona for a vacation because there's a competition down there. But ultimately, it's just you gotta stay, just practice, just like everything else. You just gotta keep going with it and work towards it, and you'll see results.
You know, as the bus moves, the bus fills with fans, as people kind of get on that bandwagon, supporting you and kind of pulling you guys along with them. So thanks for everything that you've given us this year on the excitement side. Look forward to next year, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dane.